You are still the goodness in my life.
WJTL bringing you Toby Max, the goodness with Blessing Offer singing along. Good morning to you. Karina Fred with you, 7:03.
And I Can Only Imagine 2 is here. It's the true story of Bart, the lead singer of Mercy Me, finding purpose and a life-changing song from a personal crisis. In theaters tomorrow, rated PG.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Nate Long, is here. Nate, the head of school with Lancaster County Christian School. Nate, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the studio. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, for some reason, I'm not getting you on here. Hang on, Nate. Sit tight. I must have done something wrong. I'm going to fix it. Okay. There we go. Now try it.
Good morning.
There it is.
So sorry about that.
Yeah, we're back. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I'd like to say hi to my wife, my three kids, Judah, Addie, and Hudson, and then all the amazing faculty, staff, students, and the community back at Lancaster County Christian School.
And how long have you been head of school now?
This is year 6 in that role.
And before that, you were teaching, coaching. So how long have you been at LCCS?
I was teaching, coaching. I started coaching at Living Word Academy.
Whoa.
During my second year of my undergrad. So it's been 19 years at the school. Yeah.
That is amazing. Is it true that you slept on the roof this past December?
It is true.
Okay, you got to tell us the story.
So we were doing our annual day of giving, and we're in the middle of a capital campaign, so all the funds were going towards that. And just to challenge our student body and to get them excited, kind of on a whim, we're like, if you raise $500,000, I'll sleep on the roof. And they raised $500,000. Raised a little over $700,000, and every 100 after that, someone joined me. So I wasn't by myself. I was joined by Wes Phillips from our facilities team and Mr. Elijah Placzek, our early childhood and lower school principal, but it was a chilly night.
I was going to say, how cold was it?
It wasn't terrible until the morning.
Okay.
Stepping outside for an interview at like 5:30, 16 degrees. It was cold.
16 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dedication. Why do you love Lancaster County Christian School so much?
For me, a couple of reasons. As an educator, I just fell in love with how we get to come alongside parents and be a part of that discipleship process with their students. Not only as a teacher, but that's the same reason as a parent as well. My kids, I see the impact on a daily basis of the relationships they build with their classmates, but more importantly, the godly men and women who are guiding them and teaching them mathematics, science, all the content that you'd get in school, but through a biblical worldview, so they get to filter that through the truth of Scripture.
So it's not just the integration of the Bible, but it's also the people there modeling out the Christian walk.
Oh, absolutely. I think 90% of what we learn is from the people we interact with and see. So it's important to me and my wife as a family and to our school that, you know, we're surrounding them with individuals who have vibrant relationships with Jesus Christ, and that they get that modeled on a daily basis so that it's not just the words they hear, but it's also the actions that they see.
And it's that time of year when parents are thinking about enrolling for the fall. Do you guys have any open houses or can people visit? How's that work?
Yeah, so we just had an open house a few weeks ago, but you can visit and tour whenever you'd like. We like to make that as accessible as possible. You can reach out to Mrs. Amber Fiddler in our admissions office. She's our admissions coordinator. So just admissions@lccs.cc. You can find that on our website at lccs.cc. And you can call the school, 717-556-0711, set up a tour, come in and visit us. We'd love to have you come and see our community.
And you talked about a capital campaign. I know we could talk more about that coming up next time, but just give us a little bit of an overview. What are you guys hoping to build and expand with?
Yeah, over the past 5 years, we've grown exponentially. We were 292 students. My first year as head of school, we're just under 540 this
year.
Whoa,
so that's almost
a lot
doubling.
Of growth. Yeah, it's a
that's
lot
amazing.
Of growth.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, God's been incredible in that process providing. But our building, while amazing and huge and great, we're out of space.
Right.
So we're looking to add more classroom space, about 15 classrooms. We're looking to add 3 shops for our innovation academies, and then a bigger cafeteria PE space with a new kitchen to kind of service our student body.
Very cool. Can folks find out more about the school and find out more about supporting you online?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit www.lccs.cc if you want to learn more about the school. And if specifically you want to learn about our expansion project, same, but / Heart of a Lion.
Heart of a Lion.
Yes.
Very cool. Check it out online, lccs.cc. We'll talk more with Nate coming up. More music too. Jeremy Rosado, Tasha Layton, and more next.